is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com, where you get to control the content of the site. You find something online that you think is pretty interesting, you want to share it with us and our listeners, you submit it as show prep to the website at freetalklive.com, and then it'll pop up in the upcoming stories queue, and that's where people can vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive. Once again, freetalklive.com. We will, of course, take your phone calls about anything that you want at 1-800-259-9231. Talking about some corrupt cop stories, there's all kinds of them to go around. Never a shortage. Of course, one of the bigger ones is the one out in Maricopa County, Arizona, where a few of Joe Arpaio's men and women have been busted as part of a drug smuggling and human smuggling ring.
Well, they were people on the anti-smuggling task force.
One of them was on the anti-smuggling task force for 10 years with Sheriff Joe, and the other two were ladies that were working at the correctional facility.
And the irony that Arizona has that bill and they're so anti-immigration, mm-hmm. everything, and then they have legal Hispanic people who are smuggling illegals while enforcing the law to get rid of the illegals.
So my,
well, you know, I was watching CNN today, and they were talking about the 2010 census report, and I guess there's really been an explosion in population in the areas of people of Hispanic descent, and I'll tell you, it's all over the United States. This isn't a Southwest issue. As a matter of fact, places down in the Southwest actually saw negative growth as far as people of Hispanic origin, because they're everywhere. They're going everywhere. And this is, I find it very interesting that there's such a conversation about let's stop the illegal immigration thing going on when the Democrats are so weak. I mean, the Republicans are pushing this issue. It's not just a Republican issue, but the Republicans are definitely on the side of, we got to crack down on this illegal aliens. Mm-hmm. And
I just don't want the illegal aliens, except for the ones that are cleaning my house and taking care of my yard and my pool and my groves.
Yeah, so many people feel the same way. I want them to wash dishes at the restaurant so it's cheaper for me to eat out.
I get some good Mexican food.
That's what they want, but they don't. But illegals are bad.
Don't let them be in my school. Or, you know, anything else.
You know, and frankly, I don't think you should have to pay for anybody's schooling, let alone somebody who's, skulked across the border in the middle of the night. I don't think that anybody is obligated to do that. However, I do think that free people working in the marketplace built this country, especially immigrants. Those are the folks that really made this country special in what it is. And no, that doesn't mean I think that there's huge, giant bureaucracy that's never been so draconian called ICE, the ICE organization, or ICE or whatever. No, I don't think that they should have to go through that. I think they should come across here like your parents did 100 years ago.
Speaking of it being built, my grandfather, whose name was Don McInerney, that's obviously not an Hispanic name, very, very Irish. He had grown up in San Marino in Southern California, and during the Depression, he just couldn't get a job. And so he had black hair and very dark eyes, and he got himself a tan and pretended to be mute and went down to San Diego and got a job picking fruit, pretending to be a Hispanic. Couldn't get a job as an Irish Catholic, but he could get a job as a Mexican.
Would they not hire him if he were Irish Catholic to pick fruit?
Right.
Interesting. But this is the point that I'm trying to make here, is that those people that are beating the anti-immigration drum are, and I believe it to be Republican, so I'm going to use that term. And by the way, folks, I'm a registered Republican, so you can, you darn liberals, and you can say whatever you want. But this is what I believe. I believe that the Republican Party is creating for itself the party of exclusion, the party that is going to die.
Because, do you think that's new?
I don't know. I mean,
no,
I've only been around for, paying attention for a decade or more. So, no, I don't know that that's the case. But I can tell you how people of Hispanic descent, whether legal or illegal, likely feel. They likely feel like you hate their relatives.
Sure as hell looks like it. I mean, based on the rhetoric, things that are being said by
and if you believe
people.
In the free market and you want businesses to have to follow all these arduous rules so that we can make sure that all their employees are fine, red-blooded Americans.
That's not the free market.
That's not the free market. That's you poking into people's business. So
yeah, look, I had some guy today. I was on a conversation on Facebook with some random schmo commenting over on Bill Kostrick's profile, and he was coming from this position that, well, he believes in individual liberty, but when it comes to those darned immigrants, they need to be doing things legal. So you either believe in individual liberty or you don't. And if you believe in individual liberty, then that means that anybody that has the wherewithal and the ability to get on a ship or a plane or paddle a boat or do whatever that it takes.
Climb a fence.
To get here. To get to this place that is supposed to be free, that was the idea at least, to get to this place, in theory, they should be free. They should be allowed to come here. They should be allowed to make a better life for themselves because that's what most of them are looking for. These anti-immigrant zealots out there are constantly trying to paint immigrants as though they're a bunch of criminals and murderers and rapists are coming here.
They've all got leprosy and drug-resistant tuberculosis.
It's a bunch of nonsense. Or they're a bunch of welfare queens, which is, again, not true.
Well, it's not true statistically if you look at it, but I'll tell you that if they are welfare queens, it's because you've created that. Stand against welfare.
No, most of them, I lived in Southern California for years, they can't be on welfare because then they would have to go report their income, and they can't report their income because they're working under the table.
But logic and making sense doesn't matter. What matters is, look, if welfare's a problem, I agree we have a welfare problem in this United States.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you want freedom, if you want to spread freedom, if you want better things for yourself and your children, that's what you need to give to other people.
Yeah, people don't understand that. They think that if they think
it's a zero-sum game, that somehow freedom might work for them and it's okay for them, but it's not okay for the rest of them.
But in fairness,
folks.
Though, I heard, this last weekend when I came into town to do our Saturday night karaoke, I brought in some friends who were also free staters, and, they just lambasted my kids and me the whole way and then the whole way home about how ridiculous it is to be a Christian. And so we made the joke to them. Oh, so it's okay for you to express your thoughts on liberty and your, beliefs in aliens or whatever, but I'm not even, So I think it's actually kind of like human nature to just think that you're right about everything and it ought to be your way. But the fact is we have a neocortex, people. Yay! We have the ability to reason. We're separate from animals. You don't have to act according to just instinct. You get to rise above and use character and reason to address other people and to interact with other people. And as long as no one is forcing you to do anything or hurting you or stealing from you, they ought to be left alone to do what they want.
Let's go to you, your phone calls, your thoughts. Michael, you can bring up whatever you want. Listening to WTAR in Virginia. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Last week when we were talking about the rapture and those kooks with the Harold camping, Michelle blindsided me with a question about who the Antichrist was. And I was forced to give a very short answer that really requires some explanation. I said that it is an office, that anybody who holds that office becomes the Antichrist. And that
said the Pope, right?
Well, here's what I said. I said that office has been in existence for a very long time. In actuality, the office existed at the time that Jesus was alive and on the earth. Now, who was the Christ is how we have to define the Antichrist. The Christ was
the Son of God.
Are you gonna hold it?
We'll hold you on here. You can explain your theory here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is the Pope the Antichrist? I don't know where he's going with this. We'll find out here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take 1 weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoodsDirect has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Features including the mobile site. Maybe you've got a smartphone, you'd like to get quick access to our live streams and podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Liberty Maniacs.
LibertyManiacs.com. They have the largest online Liberty brand featuring the most comprehensive selection of original posters, stickers, apparel, embroidered hats, and over 100 different other products. From hilarious satire to hard-hitting artistic commentary, LibertyManiacs.com is devoted to outfitting and outliving the Liberty movement worldwide with intelligent, eye-catching, and fashionable gear that expresses your personal dedication to Liberty. No hassle, money-back guarantee on all products. New products almost every day. It's LibertyManiacs.com.
They sent us some of their shirts to check out, and I have to agree, they're very sharp.
It's good-looking stuff.
Now, Michelle, you ended up with one.
I do have one. It says stateless state of mind.
Weren't you going to give me one of those peace shirts, too, Mark? Didn't you have, like, two of them or something?
I have one. I'm working on it.
Okay, cool.
Mine's melon-colored. It's really pretty.
What does it say? Peace, love, and liberty? What does it say on it?
That's right. Peace, love, liberty.
It looks very hippie-ish with, like, the hippie kind of letters.
Yeah.
It's cool. All right.
I've got another one that has Sitting Bull on it. And then it says underneath it, trust the government.
That's funny.
1-800-259-9231. Michael is back with us here listening to WTAR. Now, Michael, you were attempting to explicate something that you felt like you didn't have a chance last week when you had called to essentially say that you believe that the Pope is the Antichrist, but you were kind of getting to some details, so go ahead.
Well, actually, I said he inherited the office of the Pontiff of Rome from Caesar. And that office is the Antichrist office. Now, the Christ office belonged first to King Saul, second to King David.
So wait a minute, let me see if I got this straight. There's a Christ office and an Antichrist office?
Yes.
So who is the Christ office?
The Merovingians.
Well, the Christ office, the word Christ is actually applies to Messiah, which means the anointed one. Now, the anointed one is the one whom the prophet or high priest designates on behalf of God to be God's choice as king of Israel.
When did that happen to Jesus?
When did God do it?
He did it through the high priest. When did the high priest anoint Jesus as the ruler of Israel?
What I meant to say is the dominant prophet priest or high priest. It wouldn't necessarily be the high priest. In the case of Samuel, he was not the high priest, but he definitely anointed the first two kings of Israel.
Okay.
So whoever is the top politician in Israel is Jesus Christ? Is that what you're saying?
No. Whoever is king according to God's command. But now...
Now, how do you determine that? I mean, is there somebody... Are you saying that somebody today is Christ?
Well, because the whole line of Israel's existence comes from a prophet, the prophet Moses, and it has to continue that way. So that's why Jesus said that he had to submit to John the Baptist, because John the Baptist
didn't come from Moses. It came from Abraham through the line of Isaac, whereas Ishmael, that is the line,
Hagar's son.
Yeah, Hagar's son, and that they became the Muslims.
I'm so confused. I'm sorry, guys. Maybe you guys are following this, but I'm not here, so maybe you can help me. What is it that are you saying that there is a Christ today?
I'm saying that there is an office of Christ.
And what is that? And that office is what now today?
That is the one anointed to be king of Israel. That's what the term means.
Who's that? Who's the king of Israel?
Well, now we will define the Antichrist.
Wait a minute. I want to know about the Christ. Is there a Christ today or not?
Is Netanyahu Christ?
No, Jesus Christ is the one anointed. There's nobody else.
So right now there's no Christ, but you're saying that anybody that's been in the position of Pope has been the Antichrist.
No, I have to explain how we get there. The issue was this. In John 19:14, you can remember that because that's when World War I started. John 19:14 19:14 is the verse you want. And here is what Pilate said. He said, "Behold your king." This is what he said to the Jews, and they cried not. They said, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." And then Pilate says, "Well, shall I crucify your king?" And then here's what it says. Now, this is the key thing. It says, "The chief priest answered." we have no king but Caesar. Now, Caesar...
And you're saying that would have been what was the predecessor of the Pope that would have been saying that?
That was the equivalent of them...
Are you talking about Caiaphas who said that and that he's the priest of the Sanhedrin, but what does that have to do? He was mocking.
I'm saying that the whole priesthood, the chief priests together, including Caiaphas and Ananias, they all declared that it wasn't a Jew, but it was the Caesar who ruled Rome. This is what they said here.
So now, Caesar was the Antichrist?
So Caesar became the Antichrist at that moment.
Okay.
At exactly that moment.
And then at some point it passed to the Pope?
It then passed to the Pope. And
okay, so today is what you're saying is the Pope is the Antichrist.
Finally, we talked about that last week, and I said, you mean the Pope, and you went through all this again to tell me that I had lambasted you and that I was wrong, only to come back and say that it was the Pope?
What's the point of all this?
I mean, what is it that you're trying to do here?
The point is that the whole line of popes, just like the whole line of kings, which come from one family... They are all antichrist.
But the Pope doesn't come from one family.
Now, the Antichrist is supposed to rise up in power, but the Catholic religion, on the whole, has been losing power. The power has been waning a great deal
over
the past decades and past centuries, in fact.
Well, listen, you have to understand this. It was the Pontiff of Rome who made a concordat with Hitler to destroy the Jews.
What? Wait a minute, that totally ignores what Mark just said. Mark is pointing out that you're saying it's prophesized that this Antichrist will become more powerful?
Well, at least that he's going to certainly rule the earth for a period of time.
But yet the Pope is becoming less influential over time and the Catholic religion not so popular.
At this point, they can't keep the priest's hands off little boys.
Mark is not understanding the office that we're talking about of Antichrist. He's thinking of it as a single human being.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking of it as the office of Pope.
In the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel and the book of Ezekiel, where it's all prophesied about the end times, there is a person that is designated to be the Antichrist. And that is the only time anyone is referenced as the Antichrist. If you want to create a different personality outside of prophecy, well, then you need to call him something else.
Well, you don't know your Bible.
Okay. One thing you're right about, Michael, is that World War I started in 1914.
Thanks for the call, Michael. You don't know your Bible, Michelle.
Do you have like some kind of theology degree?
I went to seminary.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. It's a Bible measuring contest. Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. Even half-baked conspiracy theories. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, again, take control of the airwaves here. You can join us on our website as well, freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company, that company needs to try something different in the area of collections or accounts receivable, SACL CAI, keep them in mind. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, he has a staff of folks that are trained to treat your customers with respect. Not only does he believe in the ideas of liberty, but he understands that you need to, your customers need to be treated well if they're going to continue to do business with you and say good things about you. SACL CAI, you can see their banners, the top one at the right-hand side of the page, freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 as we continue here. Michelle, let's recap a little bit on what we just experienced. For those who's tuning in, Michael called from Virginia to kind of edify us regarding his particular theory that the Pope or the office of the Pope is the Antichrist, according to Michael. And there was a lot of, I guess, kind of roundabout explanation of that. But he was attempting to fortify his position that he believes that the Pope's office, so whoever holds the office of Pope, is at that time the Antichrist. And you were saying something right before we came back right before we were finishing up the break here, and I thought it was worth saying on the air.
Well, you know, people, whether they're Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, you know, non-believers, et cetera, will argue what Scripture does say and does not say. But I've never heard anyone argue one point, and it was, it's quoted as Jesus saying, you're to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And that you will know other Christians by their love and the fruit they bear. Right. And quite frankly, you know, I spend a great deal of time after seminary because I'm an argumentative person. I like to, you know, be right or whatever, proving other people wrong and proving myself right. And I did not win any souls to Christ. I didn't teach anyone about the love of Jesus. And so I...
Not by arguing.
No. And so I stepped back from that.
Did you feel more whole inside as a result of winning those arguments?
No, I didn't. And it was very empty. And I ended up feeling actually sad because... Even you end up crushing people. So even if I were right, if this man that just called in,
Michael,
thank you, was right, I don't know that anyone listening would be won over to Christ, which is really the mission of being Christian,
right,
is Christianity evangelizing.
If Christianity is love, I'd say that that's doing the opposite. Looking, knowing who the Antichrist is, or pretending to know, or believing you know who the Antichrist is, there's a lot of Catholic hating out there. A lot of it. A lot of people dislike Catholics for whatever reason. I don't know. I mean, they aren't vilified like Jews have been vilified throughout the centuries, but Catholics are hated. And this just gives, I'm not saying Michael does that, I don't know, but I can tell you this gives ammunition to those people. It just feeds their fire. It feeds the fires of hate. It does not feed the warm, glowing embers of love.
Well, what is the point anyway of trying to out the Pope as the Antichrist? It certainly does have that ring to it of that anti-Catholic hatred. And as you say, he's not here to answer whether or not he hates Catholics.
I wouldn't assume.
And Catholics hate Protestants and whatever.
I've never heard that, but it may very well be true. I don't know.
But what's the point of it? What's the point of spreading this information? I don't understand either. What's the Antichrist supposed to do? Look, I'm not too clear. I'm not a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, you are a very devout Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So you went to seminary, so you're familiar with this whole end of the world thing. What is the Antichrist's role? What will the Antichrist allegedly do?
Well, to go back a little bit, you know, people ask how Satan came to be, and Satan was
an angel, right?
Was an angel, Lucifer, who was the head of
Lightbringer?
Yes, and the head of music.
Mm-hmm.
And was
God's choir preacher.
Yeah, was cast out. And so the Antichrist is going to essentially be the instrument of Satan that connives people into believing that he is about peace when in fact he's about destruction. And so, you know, personally, end time prophecy is not my big thing. There are people that's what they're committed to, that just like different people within the liberty movement are committed to different aspects. There are people within the Christian community that are committed to different things, and quite frankly, that's not really my area of expertise. So other than to say that the Antichrist is to bring about the ultimate destruction of man and set us upon one another, that's really all that's
okay.
Important. And then he ends up getting cast into the abyss, and God ultimately wins. Love overcomes. And, you know, I mean, there are some that would argue.
Love overcomes evil and casts it into an eternal fire.
Yeah.
Right. Go ahead.
Right. I know. Right. So there are different people who have different definitions of hell. And I know that mine and like my family's is clearly different than a lot of other people. I don't even want to go there. I'm going to open up a can of worms.
I love cans of worms.
Let's go back to how much we want to abolish the police state. We can all agree on that one, right?
Well, so I understand. We can always talk about the police, and certainly we'll talk about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. I guess I still don't understand the point. And
finding out who the Antichrist is?
Yeah, of outing the Pope as the Antichrist. I mean, what's...
If, in fact, that is who... Well, I
Christians
suppose...
aren't going to follow the Pope. Only Catholics are going to follow the Pope. But what are the odds that the Pope's all of a sudden... Like you said, that he's declining in popularity.
Right.
What are the odds of all of a sudden the Pope's going to really, like, get hip and, you know, all of a sudden attract this whole new youthful audience
If we're going to hypothesize, what if the Pope were able to get together the heads of the Middle East and have everyone turn their guns into plows and
well, isn't that the prophecy, is that the Antichrist is supposed to, like, bring peace to the Middle East?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the idea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know why that's such a bad thing.
I know.
You know,
why is that terrible?
There's speculation that this apocryphal writing of Revelations named the Antichrist, because you couldn't really write this stuff. This guy, John, was put out in the island of Patmos. If he would have said, Nero is the Antichrist, he's the most evil person on the planet, they just chopped his head off or crucified him or done something terrible to him. So he writes this apocryphal stuff. And this is what sort of preterism, and I've been reading up on this stuff, and I'm liking what I see here, is that it believes that all the prophecies were fulfilled inside of the first century, because Jesus said that there were that not everybody around him would be dead before he returned again. Now, I don't know what that means. But it's some kind of spiritual return? I don't know. Maybe it was the third day. I don't know exactly what all of these the interpretations are. But I know that end times prophecies really only came about in the mid-19th century. Mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of Christianity between Jesus and the mid-19th century that didn't believe the world was going to come to an end next Thursday.
Right. So it's a new belief system.
Yeah, it's a new belief system, and Christianity has been interpreted different ways throughout the millennia.
I think some things, though, were unfathomable. For example, it says that all people will be able to see Jesus at the same time come. Well, I don't know if this is the case, but satellites didn't have that capability 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. It says that you will have to receive a mark that they're, in order to trade I guess tattoos or something that there is going to be. So people now speculate that only now do we have the technology available to even make some of those things fathomable.
One could speculate that, but that doesn't change the fact that this idea of the end of the world started in the mid 19th century, when there wasn't the ability we didn't have CNN.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you were saying. You're saying that they thought that it was going to occur then.
Right, they were just preaching these things. Well, at the end of times, and for Christians, has come many, many, many times, different denominations, and they just keep on not guessing it right. The best thing to do is, if you're going to stick
stop
with that,
guessing.
Right, stop guessing.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. How about focusing on loving people and forgiveness?
Amen, brother. Preach it.
Free Talk Live. You take control.
Andro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
If you've never experienced Gelin with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because Gelin does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you Gelin?
I'm glad I have feet.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of these airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do that by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, get more radio stations on board with the program, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right through our secure site at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, coming up, Michelle, you're going to tell us here, I think probably in the third hour, about this E-Verify thing and or something that's related to it, this program where the feds and other state governments are mandating that business owners run all of their potential employees through some sort of a government
to check for illegals.
Yeah, so-called. So we'll tell you a little more about that. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, we will take your calls about absolutely anything. And you know what? I got some corrupt cop stories, so we'll share those with you as well. But first, Covington, Louisiana, right from the front page of freetalklive.com. It's unusual but not unheard of. A 35-year-old North Shore man, this is from WDSU.com, North Shore man was sentenced this month to life in prison following his fourth conviction, not of murder, not of rape, not of arson, but on marijuana charges. Cornell Hood's attorney said his client plans to appeal his sentence, which sends him to jail for life under the state's habitual offender law. Now, frequently when we've talked about marijuana in the past, or I've just talked about it in person with people, I've been told by politicians that no one goes to jail for pot.
Right.
And I'll point out examples of people that I know who've gone to jail for pot. And then they'll say, well, it wasn't their first offense. As though that it's...
Well, what they mean is that nobody goes to jail for a little bag of marijuana in their pocket is what they believe. And I'd say that that's true mostly.
On the first offense, that may be true, but on subsequent offenses, it's not true. I was sitting in jail with a guy who was in jail because he had a bull pack's worth of pot on him.
Wow.
But it was the third time he'd been busted for having a very small amount of marijuana. In this case, this guy is going to jail for life.
This is Louisiana, right?
Correct.
And so do they have, like California, do they have a three strikes?
Apparently something like that, yeah. Habitual offender law. The punishment is not so much for this offense, but for the pattern of offending, according to a legal analyst. He said that a habitual offender laws have been on the books for decades, and the Supreme Court has repeatedly declined to revise as cruel and unusual punishment even very long sentences for repeat offenders. Still, some feel the punishment doesn't fit the crime. And that happens all the time, by the way, where punishments nowhere even come near fitting the crime. Here in New Hampshire, if you look at the Bill of Rights, so-called Bill of Rights, there's something in there that actually says, I don't remember which article it is, but one of them says that the punishment has to be concomitant with the severity of the crime. But yet you see people being locked in cages for months on end for crimes, so-called crimes, that don't even have victims.
Well, look at Curtis coming up. What is that, 0.46 grams of
marijuana
cigarette?
He had a joint that he passed to somebody.
15 years or something?
Yeah, they're looking to get 7 years, I think, out of Curtis on that one. And just, I mean, Bob Constantine, who went to jail for growing some plants, he's still in jail now. Maybe, I think he might be getting out at the end of this month, but he was sentenced to 60 days, and they wanted to get 7 years out of that. But the idea that you should spend any time in a cage for not harming another human being, clearly these are sentences that are beyond what they, you know, beyond the severity of the crime. But it's all for the statist, for the coercionist, it's all about the system and the fact that the rule was broken. It doesn't matter. Even they can
some jerks in the Capitol made some rules and you broke the rule,
right,
and you got to pay for it because those people represent us.
Yeah, they may even be able to acknowledge, they may be able to consciously acknowledge that the rule is bad. They may even be able to agree that the rules should be changed. But while we have the rules must be enforced to the maximum extent possible, because that's how you teach people right from wrong. You beat the hell out of them and punish them until they can't take it anymore.
Of course, those same people know that cops don't give police officers or their families or people with the, you know, that work for the government speeding tickets.
Uh-huh.
They know that that these things are generally not enforced in a level, way. They know that that's true, and they know that it's not even possible to make that happen.
It's a good thing you brought that up. There's a great video over at libertyontour.com. I mentioned it earlier in the show tonight, but for those of you just tuning in, a demo from libertyontour.com is being stalked by a police officer in Greenfield, Massachusetts. At one point, he calls the police to report that he's being stalked by an officer.
Oh, no way.
This is an interesting, this is kind of a fun tactic,
yeah,
where you usually get some interesting video footage or some audio recording of what your encounter was with the cops that you call, because, I mean, I don't think Adamo really expected them to do anything about this, but just a call to say, hey, one of your cops is harassing me. Can you do something about this? And they say, well, you know, you need to call. He tried to call a different department because he knew Greenfield wasn't going to do anything about their own officer. So he calls up the state police, and this state officer gets on the phone with him and says out loud, it's a nice moment of honesty from a government bureaucrat, we don't police the police.
Wow.
There you go. Case closed.
Mm-hmm.
What's their role? Their role is to protect and serve themselves and the state, the idea of the state, because the state doesn't actually exist. It's just an idea. It's their God, essentially. Their role is to protect and serve their God, the concept of the state. They do not protect you from their own. They do not enforce the law against the police for the most part. And that cop was being very honest when he said that. I have to give him credit.
I'm glad you brought up that point that they are there to serve their God, the state.
Mm-hmm.
And as we mentioned before, you know, I'm a Christian. That is usually the tactic I use to approach with people why Christians ought to be anarchists, or at least be repulsed by the state, because it requires idolatry.
Instead of standing, putting a hand over a heart,
yeah,
chanting some sort of a pledge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not actually anarchists because
God would be
their ruler. How could they be an anarchist if God ruled you? Like a theocrat, a theocracy.
You can be a theocrat, you know.
You could be a voluntarist.
For yourself, but a voluntarist, yeah.
Yeah. So 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Back to the story here, Cornell Hood, again, going to jail now for life, prison for life, actually. And it's happening down in Louisiana. The habitual offender laws are at fault here, but it's not just the laws that are at fault, it's the human beings who are enforcing them that are actually at fault. Anthony Kephart says, in some states, marijuana is legal, so why put somebody away for life if you're making it legal in some states? What about rapists that are on the street that rape over and over, said Mary Roberts, who lives in Covington? Repeat offenders, murderers, they don't even get half. They don't even get life half of the time. I think it's ridiculous. It's not a violent crime. In a written statement, the district attorney, Walter Reed, said, quote, now this is what the coercionist mindset is all about. Quote, Louisiana has recognized the fact that career criminals should be subject to severe consequences when they refuse to live by the rules of our state. As such, the multiple offender statute was implemented and a mandatory penalty under the habitual offender law was imposed. Unquote.
No, this is a guy who makes his money through the, basically off stolen money. People's taxes go to them. Their taxes are threatened out of them. He doesn't have any problem with sending a nonviolent man to prison for the rest of his life and making you pay for it. Of course he doesn't. He doesn't have any problem with taking your money in a paycheck either.
And then he can run for re-election on this tough-on-crime attitude that the district attorneys tend to love to push so hard. I convicted 3,000 habitual offenders, and we put them in jail for life. Because he's not telling you that 2,900 of the 3,000 were a bunch of pot smokers.
Thank you, Mayor Giuliani.
What's that? I'm sorry.
That Giuliani, that was his big claim to fame, you know, that he cleaned up New York.
And, oh, really?
You know, yeah, and arrested, you know, peaceful people for... His big thing back then was Wall Street or whatever, and now it's marijuana. And if we could just go back as a society and define and bring clarity to the word crime, imagine how much legislation and laws would simply just disappear. You know.
Well, there is some. The state's version of crime, obviously, it has to be wider so they can interpret it in whatever way they want. But to me, the definition of crime should be very simple, that you are harming another human being, that you're aggressing against another human being, that you are causing them damage either personally in their body or to their property.
Yes.
I mean, that's what a crime should be. But the state has expanded the definition of crime to include whatever we say it is. Mm-hmm. So whenever we write some crap down on a piece of paper and you don't do exactly as we say, you are a criminal. And if you do it three times in a row, then you're a habitual criminal. You're a career criminal, as this DA had suggested.
I'd say that this Terrell fella's biggest crime was staying in Louisiana.
Yeah, that's true. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number 3 is next. We'll talk about the E-Verify thing. Michelle's got some information about that. And take your calls about anything you want. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.